In 1996, a group of U.S. scientists embarked on a 24-hour inventory of a park in Washington, D.C. Their aim was to identify every plant and animal species on the grounds. The team coined the term BioBlitz, and the idea caught on. Milwaukee recently had its first BioBlitz at Schlitz Audubon Nature Center. It partnered with the Milwaukee Public Museum to organize the inventory. We dip in and out of the 24-hour process. 49 people from 9 universities and a few conservation groups volunteered their time and expertise during the BioBlitz at the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center. At 3 p.m., the hunt commenced.
Okay, so we're going to set traps in each of the quadrants, and then we're just going to search for stuff and then come back here.
Joshua Kapfer is leading the amphibian and reptile team. The UW Whitewater biologist admits that late August is not prime time for reptile and amphibian sightings.
The best time would be earlier in the spring, when they're first coming out of hibernation. They tend to congregate around their hibernation location, and they tend to move a little bit slower, and so usually have better luck with amphibians and reptiles earlier in the season.
The season doesn't stop Kapfer from trudging deep into the soupy pond to set turtle traps.
These little minnow traps, I'm hoping, will give us some amphibian larvae, so we can get some idea about amphibians, things that haven't metamorphosed yet or maybe are getting close to it.
He carefully turns up log after muggy log in hopes of spotting an unsuspecting salamander or snake. Suddenly, Kapfer dives into a soppy patch of fallen leaves and branches. He emerges with a broad smile on his face and a giant green frog in his hand. 13 hours later, 5 a.m., Marilyn Bontley sets out in search of birds, carrying only binoculars and a pad of paper to scribble on.
Which way are you going first?
Well, we thought we'd go. There's a screech owl that has been hanging out. Unfortunately, he hasn't been there lately, but we thought we'd just check.
Bontley and her birding partner, Norma Zahner, quietly pad along, ears perked. Finally, their screech owl sings. Listen intently and you might hear. Bontley heard it.
Little tremolo call.
Dawn comes. The seasoned citizen scientists' inventory increases. First a single robin, then more. The duo spots warblers and chickadees, and Bontley proudly proclaims,
"Great crested flycatcher. Sweep."
The sun streams now across Lake Michigan. Ahead of us, Jennifer Callahan and Chris Yonke's laughter fill the air. Yonke chairs UW Stevens Point Biology Department. He tracked bats late into the night.
So little brown, northern long-eared, which is the federally endangered one, so we had a few of those. Hoary bats, which are the biggest bats in Wisconsin. Silver-haired, red bats, a lot of red bats. And big brown bats. We had everything that you would expect to find in this part of the state was flying around here last night.
Now the two are checking mouse traps they set hours earlier. There's a friendly rivalry going on. Who will harvest most?
Well, let's just put it this way. Every mouse, everything she caught, I have caught nothing.
Before the mice scamper to freedom, the team weighs each and measures their ears. The length determines if they're native woodland deer mice or the more recently arrived white-footed variety.
Because the white-footed are moving north with climate change, so we're interested in being able to distinguish them.
Surveyors and scientists gather at base camp as the 24th hour arrives. UW Oshkosh biologist John Dobbins reports his findings, 42 different species of spiders.
The most interesting find, there are quite a few what are called mimetids. They're pirate spiders. Their entire life is to take other spiders' lives. So if you've walked any of the trails, you know that there's webs everywhere.
The crowd cheers as Milwaukee Public Museum's Ellen Sensky announces the final species tally. Welcome and unwelcome species appeared on the list. For instance, a BioBlitz team dug up an invasive earthworm known as the jumping worm. It's been found in 5 Wisconsin counties and threatens forest floors and therefore their ecosystems. On the positive side, botanists discovered an endangered native plant, blue-stemmed goldenrod, the first ever spotted in Milwaukee County. Schlitz Audubon's longtime conservation director, Don Quintenz, stands among the crowd. He's tramped nearly every inch of the center and has never spotted the endangered goldenrod.
You know, we've got 6 miles of trail, and how in the world they found all those numbers of plants, was it 320, I think, and found that plant? I'm very impressed.
Quintenz says the BioBlitz volunteers have handed Schlitz Audubon a once-in-a-lifetime snapshot to help fine-tune its stewardship plan. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.